Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. With a powerful tune, we begin this new hour of Neon Jazz together with New York City organist and pianist Brian Charette with the song The Vague Reply off his newest 2015 album, Alphabet City. This Grammy-nominated Hammond-endorsed cat has established himself as the leading voice in modern jazz today. He was the winner of the 2014 Downbeat Critics Poll in the Rising Star category of organ. And on his tasty new album, Alphabet City, he presents both elegant and lyrical original music with unusual circuit-bending electronic treatments. This Connecticut native got his career moving in the right direction early on. By 17, he was playing with legends like Lou Donaldson and Houston Person. After graduating from the Dean's List at UConn, he started touring Europe and was quickly drawn to the culture and scene of Prague, where he lives half the time now. Along with the jazz legends, he has worked with Joni Mitchell, Chaka Khan, Paul Simon, Cyndi Lauper, and many others. And along with the music, he's an author and a very, very celebrated educator. He's an extremely humble, engaging, and story-rich cat. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he had to say about awards and what he digs about the music.
It doesn't mean that much. Like, you still got to get up in the morning. I felt that way with, that Rising Star, especially. I'm like, oh my God, I finally made it. And it maybe had a little less impact than I thought it would. And it taught me to not put so much emphasis on these kinds of things. And, you know, music for me is just like a vehicle for personal growth. You know, I'm just trying to be the best person I can, and this is my particular vehicle for that.
And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of our own Hammond B3 cats like Chris Hazleton, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed with another hour of that delicious jazz. Let's get back into it, shall we? Here's the great Teddy Charles back in 1953 with the tune edging out off his album, New Directions. Thank you.
everyone. My name is Brian Landris, and I'm a low woodwind guy. I play baritone sax, bass clarinet, bass flute. Thank you so much for listening to Neon Jazz. Joe DeMeo. Joe is a wonderful person and a huge asset to our community of jazz. So thank you for tuning in, and I hope you continue to do so.
We'll be right back.
That was alto and soprano saxophonist, along with being a very good clarinetist, Gary Bartz, with his faithful quintet in tow with the 2006 tune West 52nd Street off the album West 42nd Street. He's a graduate of the Juilliard School, and he got his lucky lottery ticket into the jazz world when he filled in with Art Blakey's band at his father's club in Baltimore. From those lucky, legendary beginnings, he went on to gig with Miles Davis, Charles Mingus, Max Roach, McCoy Tyner, and Jackie McLean over a career that is still surging. These days, when he is not on the road, he's teaching at the Oberlin Conservatory of Music in Ohio. With his talented quartet, here's Gabriel Amargon next on the show with the 2008 tune When Homer Goes to Madrid off the album First Station.
Hey, gang, this is Peter Erskine, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Smile, even though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through. For you just light up your face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile. Every trace of sadness, although a tear may be ever so near, that's a time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
That was talented jazz and blues singer, pianist, songwriter, and bandleader Patricia Barber with a live cut at the Green Mill with her tune Smile back in 2011. This Chicago native was destined for music. Her parents were both professional musicians. Her dad, Floyd Shim Barber, was a member of Glenn Miller's band. Her repertoire includes original compositions and standards drawn mostly from classic rock, including Ode to Billy Joe, A Taste of Honey, and Black Magic Woman. Back in 2003, she was awarded the Guggenheim Fellowship in Creative Arts and Music Composition. From Patricia, we move into the legendary voice of Peggy Lee next on the show. Here she is with the tune Them Their Eyes off a 2014 CD, The Best of Lounge Jazz, and she defined it.
I fell in love with you the first time I looked into them, their eyes. You got a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel so blue. Falling, oh, starling, falling in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping. You sure started something with them, their eyes. You better watch out. Little brown eyes, if you're wise, they sparkle, they bubble, they'll get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them, their eyes.
Carrie Johnsrud, and you're listening to Kansas City's very own Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was saxophonist and composer Gary Campbell with the 2007 tune 3-4 Fable off the Thick and Thin CD. From the streets of Indianapolis, as a teenager, he was introduced to the Naptown jazz community through his teacher and mentor, David Baker. So he basically learned the ropes by sitting in at local clubs and jam sessions, gigging with cats like organist Mel Ryan and guitarist Ted Dunbar. And it was in the late 60s and 70s he was active in the innovative loft scene in New York City, the testing ground for dozens of creative young jazz musicians. Aha, man, this cat is always welcome on Neon Jazz. Here's Al Haig with his quartet back in 1959 with the song Woody and You. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Mark Juliana from New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Toronto-born drummer and composer Harry Eisenstadt with the 2012 song Slow and Steady off the Canada Day 3 album. In our descent towards the end of this hour of Neon Jazz Together, we bring you another cat from the north, Canadian pianist, trombonist, and composer Hugh Fraser with his quintet back in 1989 with the tune Up For It.
Thank you.
Again, that was the Canadian jazz man Hugh Fraser and his quintet with the anthem of his career, Up For It, circa 1989 off the CD Looking Up. So our final act on this hour of Neon Jazz is Armenian jazz pianist Tigran Hamasyan with his 2014 song Entertain Me off his album called Makrut. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man who knows a good song and spins a good show, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
At the controls, man.
Like what you heard, well, we can't hear you, so drop us a line. We are always here for you in cyberspace at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.